Now joining the Freaks, Lucas Oil Studio, Sheldon Creed. And it's a good reason he's joining us here in the Freak Nation. Crasher, we know Sheldon and Stat. We know Sheldon from his days in off-road and short course and Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. But damn it, like our friends in the Herbst and Zane Smith and guys like that, they said, screw the dirt. We're going to go to some oval track racing. And finally, got himself a big win in the ARCA Series. And Sheldon, that's true. This is your first win ever in ARCA?
Yes, sir.
How in the hell? What the hell took you so damn long, man? You guys who read dirt are supposed to be able to read concrete and ovals better than anybody.
Yeah, no, we were close quite a few times. At the end of last year, Kentucky, Kansas, I did the dirt race with Mason Mitchell and led a bunch of laps, but just couldn't get the job done at the end. And even this year, like Talladega, Daytona, we led coming to the white flag at both events. And yellows come out, so just a little misfortune being too aggressive and just learning basically. I don't think it's a lack of my driving. I know we have plenty of speed, just I think it's just a lack of experience coming from the dirt, and it just took a while to figure it all out.
Lack of experience, my ass. I mean, come on. You are now the championship points leader as well, and you've done that with just one win on the season. So the consistency that you are showing is better than anybody else out there. That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I mean, our consistency has been there this year. We've run second, third, fourth. I think we've won DNF from Toledo, but that's the guy to the shop. They bring me a great car every single weekend, and I just try to do my job as a driver and you know, right up front.
Sheldon Creed, how can you do your job as a driver even better? Because Zane Smith has taken so many wins this year, and he's your teammate. You need to start upping that ante because you need to be up above him.
Yeah, Zane's been strong all year. I don't think that battle's over between me and him yet. I think that's going to go on till Kansas, till the end of the season. So that's fun. Me and Zane are pretty good buddies, and we run out of the same shop. So, I don't know. It's fun. It's cool having that that competition there. And I don't know. He's really strong at short track, so I think that's where we need to improve. That's where I need to improve is my short track stuff. And then I'm just trying to learn as much as I can. This is my first full season of ARCA. I did 12 races last year, so I wouldn't say I'm new to the asphalt thing, but I'm still playing catch-up, I feel like. And a lot to learn. I think I've learned a lot, but I still have a lot to learn.
Sheldon Creed, ARCA winner. You race in this speed truck series, don't you? The stadium truck series?
Yes.
How do you go back and forth between the two? Especially those events are down in Australia. You won events down in Australia. Are you going to pull back from that with all your ARCA commitments now?
Yeah, last year I did a half season of stadium trips. Like just when I had time, I'd go run, and then I ran half these ARCA. But this year, doing full time ARCA, I'm not really doing the stadium trucks unless Robbie gives me a call or if there's an opportunity to go run on an off weekend. So I've pulled back from the off road stuff. I miss it. I'd like to do it more than I do, but that's just not where like my main focus is right now.
And at one time, you were the youngest driver ever to run in the Dakar Rally. Are you going to pull back from that, too?
Whoa.
Yeah, I only did that the 1 year with Robbie. That was actually probably one of the coolest experiences I've had, just racing and being as young as I was. I was 18 at the time, so that was extremely cool. Extremely thankful to Robbie for that. And if I get the opportunity to go back 1 year, I for sure want to. I think my first year, I got a good learning, got a good like grip of it all and how much different it is. But I'd like to go back and really try to compete for some wins.
Sheldon Creed, joining the Freaks, your winner from the ARCA Series, running on those Gentle tires. And there's many series that you've run. Hopes of jumping into maybe Xfinity or the NASCAR Truck Series next year?
Yeah, our plan right now is to go trucks, hopefully trucks full-time, depending on how teams and sponsorship and all that stuff works out. It's actually extremely tough. It's more of a business side of the racing deal that I don't think a lot of people understand is that part of it's a job is trying to get sponsors and try to put the whole package together. But yeah, I mean, our plan is to do full-time truck if it all works out, and then hopefully move on to Xfinity from there.
Why move to trucks and Xfinity Series, you know, stock car racing when you were having so much damn fun on dirt?
I mean, I miss the dirt. I love the dirt still. I try to do as much as I can, but I think there's more of an opportunity for a career in oval racing and asphalt racing, and I have the opportunity, so you know, why not take it?
And clearly that's kind of the pattern, at least it seems to be, because who was second place to you on Friday? Riley Herbst?
Yeah. They're actually a really big trophy truck team out west here.
Yes.
They're just out of Huntington Beach, so pretty cool that me and him were in 1-2, and even Zane, we're all from the west coast, no Gregs even, so it's pretty cool that we all come from the dirt or the other off-road side of things. And we're all doing pretty decent, so it's a cool thing.
I like that. And we're all pretty damn decent.
Hey, Sheldon.
Hells yeah, you are.
Sheldon, I just got a text from Robbie Gordon asking me to ask you, have you shaved yet in your life?
Yes, I do get a little chinny hairs, a little fur, but I'm not a very hairy person. My parents aren't either, so.
Your parents aren't either? That is greatness.
I like that. That is funny.
I mean, I thought this just comes naturally with short course or off road or desert racing dudes, man. You just gotta fur up, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I can pull that off. I don't know if they'll be able to grow a speed mustache or something one day.
That is greatness, man. Well, Zane Smith, when he's rolled in here, he's had some very kind words to say about you, and then we'd hang up the damn phone and he'd bash the hell out of you. No, he was. I'm sure he's happy that you finally took a freaking win away from him. But it's badass to see you, Herbst and Smith doing some damage on the tarmac.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. Fantastic answer.
Kenny, he's modest.
I know. Where are you right now, man? Are you driving somewhere?
No, I'm actually, I was just having dinner with my girlfriend's parents. So I'm just sitting in my truck here.
Is she right there?
No, she's with her family right now.
That's probably smart, man.
What were you going to do? You wanted to put her on the phone?
You're not 21 yet, are you?
No, sir, 20.
Yeah, man. You're not drinking right now, are you? I think you got in the car getting a little hooch, little hooch underneath the seat of your Bronco, are you?
No, I have work tomorrow. It's Sunday.
All right, got it. All right, just checking on you, man. Just checking on you. I know how you off-roaders, man. You like to imbibe every now and then from, like, when you're 7 years old, you like to start drinking whiskey.
What the?
Hey, the Herbst family, they drink before they're born.
Yeah, that's true. Fetal, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Sheldon, don't make this the last time you join us here in the Freak Nation, buddy, because General Tire's big partner with ours, and it's great to see you kicking ass on those General Tires, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, now... go back and hug that good-looking girlfriend of yours.
I sure will.
All right. Thanks, Sheldon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Sheldon Creed joining us here in the Freak Nation.
He's like, what just happened?
Yeah. Hey, ARCA series, can you remind me to never call those guys again?
They just want to talk about Hooch in my Bronco.
They call him Showstopper.
Right.
I wonder where that name came from.
I don't know. Maybe that's just it. He's so damn vanilla, it just stops the damn show.
Well, he doesn't drive like he's vanilla.
No,
sure.
No, no, no.